station is the most visible bears for the blitzing Wilson and for pass rusher Denton, who terrorized the Giants last week. For McMahon, the quarterback who would rather be an offensive lineman. For Refrigerator Perry, the household appliance who made this football season fun for an entire nation. But the truth is, these most visible bears are the new bears.
I can't turn you off.
Maybe the next one is for them, but today is not. Today is for the Bears who never knew the slimmest chance of a title game in Soldier Field. For Dick Butkus, who's unfortunate timing it was to arrive in Chicago.
You have found yourself on the larger Ann Lorenzen Sports Show. It's Wednesday night, April 17th, 2013. We are coming at you live tonight at that time from Lakeview, right here in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States of America. It's a wet one out there tonight, Al.
It is.
For those of you listening in podcast form, perhaps it's sunny where
it's supposed to be brutal
where you are in the future.
Tomorrow's supposed to be worse than today.
Tomorrow's going to be bad. There's no baseball down the street tonight. They canceled the game.
Oh, thank God.
Might not be one tomorrow if it's going to be that wet.
I hope not. That's what they say.
Again, it's the Larger and Lawrenson Sports Show. You can find us on Twitter, at Larger Lawrenson. We are on Facebook. Just search for us there, Larger and Lawrenson. Tell your friends you listen to us. If you're listening to us on iTunes, we appreciate it. You can find us there. Hit the subscribe button. We are on Stitcher Radio, the free application, good on both your iPhone and your Android phone.
As a player, coach, and owner, his final gift.
Can't tell your friends.
And they've been smoking something.
We're listening here tonight. The call-in number tonight is 347-945-6131. Give us a call. Tweet at us. Say hello. We got an interview later on with Mike Peck, the director of communications.
And the voice of
the Rockford Ice Hogs. That's correct.
That's what's important.
All that in store tonight. Plus more. Here's Alfred Ferdinand Larcher, the third.
The rain falls hard and erodes what otherwise be a pleasant spring day. There is a darkness brought on by the clouds that actually reflects perfectly on our sports world. Hell, American world. We've been attacked. Our liberty, security, and sense of humanity have been shaken by the existence of evil. By who and for what and why, it's all still a mystery. What we learned is what we always already knew. And that's sporting events make sense as a target of those willing to perpetuate vulgarity, terror, horror, and inhumanities on their fellow man. We all thought about it the night the lights went out in New Orleans on that superest of Sundays. We all laughed at the coach who was frightened by an explosion after the NCAA championship. Suddenly, Rose's injury, Hester's needed demotion, ugly baseball play, playoff outlooks, playoff hopes, draft hopes, and all the other silliness that drives us no longer is what's important. It's family, friends, safety, and a need to seek out comfort and a disconnection from the horrible reality of some of the evil scum on this planet. A sport is often our escape, a place to actually hate another team's fans, of course in a playful way. It gives us a place to cheer for victory, for your side, without anybody losing a life in the process, to boast proudly of those who wear the colors you enjoy. Tonight, those colors I love are red, white, and blue, because those are the colors that represent America. We are Americans. We've been knocked down before, and we always get up, knock the dirt off our work clothes, smile, wink, hang our heads and say a prayer in memory of those who have fallen, and then we strive to make things bigger and better because we will not be deterred to seek greatness. Greatness is our destiny, and I don't mind saying that loud and proud, and I can care less who it upsets. No fucker with a bomb will ever stop that. Sports is still an escape, and they will not stop us from going to games. We will not cower in fear of large crowds. We will be more vigilant and aware, but we won't be stopped. Because it's not just in our nature as American sports fans, but as in humans. The pyramid on the back of the dollar bill is cut off on the top to remind us our work is never done. The top floats up high under the watchful eye of God that shines within. We are saddened, but we will not stop. I'm Al Larcher. He is Clark Lawrenson. We are Larcher and Lawrenson, and our number is 347-945-6131. Join us in the chat and watch the magic as it unfolds. And on a lighter note, Pat Summerall died.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that. That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, Pat Summerall passed away, a voice of our childhood there.
It was, yeah. I really remember, like, he's the first announcer I remember.
Me too. Yeah, the first play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
I have lots of memories of his voice in Madden. You know, you hear Madden shouting out the nonsense, like, hit him, you know,
yeah.
And hit the quarterback, wham, boom.
Yeah.
And then, I'm Pat Summerall, and this is Madden Football. Was that good?
That was pretty good. All I remember from Summerall is a long John Madden would take out his little pen, and he would draw a penis on the screen. I don't know why, but he always seemed to draw something very phallic. And then Pat Summerall, after, you know, that's what we got to do. And you would just hear, yes, John, second and three, Dave Meggett, up the middle, gain of three. And yeah, that was pretty much how it went.
Yeah. Touchdown Bears.
Yikes.
That's all he'd say. And then he had it. You know, he was around a long time before us. He was a kicker back in the day as a player.
He was a kicker.
And then what's that? I just saw earlier, I think you were talking about it. He started doing some announcing. He got into the broadcasting side while he was still playing.
Right. He was the voice of, I believe, Ace Hardware? Or was that Madden?
Madden was Ace.
The place for the Ace. So was the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
True Value.
True Value.
No, Madden was True Value. I don't know.
Menards.
Everybody remembers.
Menards. Yeah. I don't know.
Boom.
Boom. Boom, it was over just like that.
Yeah, it was. The man was known to have a drink or two.
He loved the alcohol. Uh-huh. He loved the booze.
Some on-air drinking, right?
He always had a jolly red face.
Oh, yeah. No, I would agree.
It said in his Wikipedia, he was a recovering alcoholic, and I think he stopped drinking after a trip to the Betty Ford Clinic where he found Jesus.
Wow.
And, yeah.
I heard that he was, like, addicted to the clinic. Like, he had been there a time or two, to the Betty Ford.
Okay.
Just what I heard.
I heard a joke recently with Betty Ford.
Oh, good. And maybe by the end of the show,
there would be no relevance except at this point.
Or you could come up with it for next week, even. I mean, I think the people can wait for your Betty Ford joke. I'm not sure. 347-945-6131. 347-945-6131. As my partner, Al Archer, said, jump on board. Give us a call. Let's talk about things. Whatever you want to talk about.
You know, it might have been a James. It might have been a joke from our little stand-up night the other night.
The stand-up night over at the Underground Lounge.
At the Underground Lounge.
Yeah,
we had some great comedians.
I don't know. I had to cut out early.
You did.
You were left alone there to run the whole show.
Right.
Boys are at Coachella.
Yeah. It was just me representing Comedy.
I was there
Action.
For what, about 15 minutes, and boom.
And God knows I'm a bumbling idiot, and it was I don't know. The comedians
Somebody,
were
I'm not
great.
Going to tell you who said that. All of a sudden, at the end of a set, you go, "So Clark left." That wasn't the only performance that we've done.
No, we've done. We had there was actually a sketch show last night.
Last night over at Studio B. We were over there at Studio B, doing the potential boyfriend show there at 8 o'clock.
Right,
it's a good show they run over there.
It was
just $7 to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works out all right. We were great. We walked in there, a couple of aged, well groomed.
Uh huh.
Well groomed's not the word. Aged is correct. We were the old guys.
We were the old guys.
It wasn't so much when we met all the potential boyfriends, which I've known all those guys.
Right.
I met them before, and
they come in a Trader Joe's.
Some of them, yeah. It wasn't such a big age difference. And then we walked back in that improv group that was up. They were a college improv group or something.
Yeah, they were very young.
They were
young. We definitely felt our age there.
Oh, yeah.
The two old guys with beards were like, hey, you guys don't seem all that energetic. Like,
we're tired.
Long
day. You look tired. We are. Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of old guys, this is true. And if you Google this, and you'll find this as a fact. You cannot find a young picture of Pat Summerall.
Really?
You know how Dick Clark was the guy who never aged?
Right.
And Pat Summerall's always been old.
Wow. Even when he was playing. He had the helmet in his hand.
He
has the old kicker bar, or was that before the one bar?
Oh, it was just the one bar.
He had the one bar?
They were leather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
the cool. Bars were leather.
Yeah. You said earlier that somebody during our show last night whispered out something derogatory about us.
Yeah, there was a boy.
What?
I heard,
didn't understand?
I heard, these guys suck.
Hey, it
which
was
as a performer on stage always motivates.
Get you moving, get you feeling well. We had a little bit of a rough go, but we made it happen. Professionals. You had a wonderful solo at the end there, Larger.
Thank you for giving me that solo. You played some fine piano.
Hey, I might as well talk about it. This show is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground, Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. Join us, Chicago Comedy Group, Comedy Accident, for a night of an all-new sketches. For a night of all-new sketches. I'm good at this. Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue. It's one block south of historic Wrigley Field, soon to be renovated Wrigley Field. Saturday, May 11th, $5, 8 p.m., the show there. We've had 2 months to prepare for this one. It's going to be a good one, and it is directed by my partner here, Al Larcher.
Thank you. It will be.
Should be good.
It'll be the greatest show. Hey, I found a young picture of Summerall there.
Wow, he looks like Elvis.
He looks like Elvis.
Cash mixed with Elvis.
I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, you're gonna have to post that on the Larcher Lawrence page.
It's like Elvis meets Johnny
Cash.
Well,
we'll tweet it. We'll post it to Facebook later.
Meets Liberace.
Let me write that down before you.
Okay. All right. All right, let's stop everything and get that written now.
We can pause the show.
I'm sure we can. God knows we do all the time anyways.
Hey, Sutton. Hello to guest 11170. How you doing tonight? Welcome. Again, we do have that interview tonight with Mike Peck of the Rockford Ice Hogs. We'll be getting to that tonight, that's for sure.
And what a good time that was.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a really good time. We did that earlier today, right in the middle of the afternoon.
Right. I was at my day job.
Yeah.
I was getting yelled at by my boss, so I went to the phone. I'm like, I'll go to the car.
Oh,
like,
don't worry. They're going to hear it.
Go to the car. Yeah. Rain's pouring. The ground guy's like knocking on my window. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, they'll hear it. They'll hear it. Hey,
it's not that loud.
No, it's fine. You'll notice it, though.
You can notice me in the
back. Yeah, you can. That is, of course, you know, the one time I tried to play an interview or a drop on here, it didn't work. Do you remember that one show, like right at the beginning?
Yeah.
But then when I brought in Clark's celebrity drop, the CTA guy, my buddy,
right.
Clark in Division, that one worked. So we're batting one for two.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Under baseball. So tonight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thanks, Beavis. That's neat. Larcher,
yeah.
I really wish you didn't have that computer tonight. I really do.
Why?
I don't know. But we'll see. I'm pretty sure it's going to play.
What?
We'll begin to that here just after the top of the hour.
You went really high on that. You were like, hour.
Thank you. I was giving it a shot.
It was like opera.
The Wrigleyville renovations. A deal has been done. My alderman, his office is just down the street from the studios here. He has said, yes, we want to keep you. We're not, you're not.
Aw, crap.
Moving out to Rosemont. You're staying right here at Wrigley Field, and we're going to redo this stadium that made this neighborhood what it is today.
Why don't they redo some of the, maybe work on getting Addison into a two-laner?
How about this? They're dropping a lane off of Waveland, and that's fine. That'll be fine. They'll be able to shut it down in a little bit. It's going to be good to go.
No.
The new stadium, if this plan is approved, we will win the World Series for our fans and our city. Ricketts said that. Tom Ricketts himself, my buddy. And I've always kind of believed that. As long as they play at that field, it's hard for them to get a winner.
Right, because
really,
it's cursed.
The amenities.
It's cursed. That was very George W. Bush there.
Yeah.
Like, the amenities.
Well, I cast a huge shadow.
Shadow of a great man.
Yeah, there you go.
So it looks like Devin Hester is finally not a receiver anymore, and it looks like he won't be on the Bears this year. He showed up at training camp.
No, he was there.
He was there.
He was on the sidelines, and he participated.
And Trestman said basically, well, if he's a good kick returner, he can stay, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And if you look on Facebook, Hester's put his mansion up.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a while ago.
No. He just put the one he lives in.
Oh, he put that one up, too. Yeah. Kansas City.
You think so?
Yeah. I said that months ago over there with Tube. The coach is happy with Cutler. He says he's impressed with his QB smarts, and he has the best arm that he's ever coached. And I hear that Roberto Garza is playing center.
He is. He's sticking at the center position. There was some talk maybe of moving him back to guard and finding a real center, because I don't think Roberto Garza was that great last year.
What's that?
I don't think he was that great.
No, but I mean, he was playing.
He was playing. Yeah. He was like one of the better guys out there, but that's the worst offensive line in probably the history of man.
If we start getting some good stuff around him, which you do to his left, you know, it'll be all right over there
you
on
got
the left side.
Bushrod.
Yeah. They're on the right. That's a bit of the worry right now. Are they going to fight it out?
Well,
Karimi?
No, Karimi's not. That's another thing we've learned this week. Karimi is not even in the race for guard.
No.
He's playing.
Where's he playing? Tackle?
Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's playing guard.
He's not in the race for tackle. He's playing guard.
Isn't that kind of what we were thinking for this season? No?
Well, yeah. But he was drafted as a tackle.
True.
And now we got to find a tackle.
Yeah.
Which we kind of have.
The draft's going to be next week. Jason Ferrari's coming on the show Wednesday night. We're going to talk quite a bit. We'll spend some time on the draft because that's what is that, next Thursday?
Next Thursday night.
Wow, prime time.
It is prime time.
Speaking of that, I have here an article from the Sun-Times from Adam Johns. Adam L. Johns.
All right.
Bears dangling the 20th pick in the NFL draft. We've had a couple of teams approach us, Emery said. I approached a couple during owners' meetings. There are talks. They're back and forth. They're kicking things around. It doesn't get serious until you get close to the pick. Emery points out that there's going to be five or six players the team is comfortable with selecting at number 20, but there will be a much shorter list when it comes to players he can't pass up at that point of the draft. He's not ruling out interest in any player in this draft at any position, but he does have a strong preference for players who are not necessarily system-specific.
But very athletic.
Right.
Yeah.
Referencing Shay McClellan.
Who, let's face it, hasn't been all that special so far. So let's hope we're not getting another Shay McClellan. Let's hope we're getting a starter at some position. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Sure. Then you're going to have to keep the pick, right? I mean, what are you going to trade? Well, we have a second round already.
Here's the thing with this draft.
And we want a third round because we traded that away for Brandon Marsh.
This is a depth draft. There's a lot of, and I wish I would have brought my little magazine. I got one of those draft magazines.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good.
I spent the $10.
It's $10.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Draft magazine.
They're very expensive.
Jesus, Al.
I mean, these guys are working once a year. You know, you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, basically, this draft has a lot of depth in it. A lot of second and third stringers. Like, it's got a lot of really good guys who will be not stars.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a roster of those guys. So the value in this draft is on the back end. It's not having these, you know, little bit of picks. It's having more picks later. So that's the quandary the Bears are in right now is, unfortunately, they only have, what, five picks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right about there.
So that's it. And maybe if we move backwards, we could get a couple more picks. But I think there'll be somebody at 20 we can grab. I wouldn't mind seeing a tight or a cornerback I'm kind of leaning towards now.
All right. Sure, that's fine with me. I think there's a ton of things. I think they did so much more in free agency than I kind of was expecting or thinking they'd be able to do.
Yeah,
that now it makes the draft a little bit easier to think
about.
It does.
There's
a lot of options.
You could take the best available in any position.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
I'm just a little frustrated, a little scared, quite frankly, of all this talk about Manti Te'o.
There's talk about it. I saw somebody going with another linebacker. Neither one of them. I posted it to our site the other day. Did you read that article?
No.
I'll get to it. Hang on. Just talk.
What, the Ogletree?
Just say something.
Are you talking about Ogletree?
No, it wasn't Ogletree either. It was, if you're watching the chat room, I bet somebody's already on this right now.
Yeah, I don't want Manti Te'o. How would you feel if we got him?
Huh?
Would you be upset?
Yeah, I don't think he...
I don't think he's that good.
And it's all because of one game, sure. Now, I'm sure that there are some Notre Dame fans listening who think that we're just full of baloney right here. But I got to tell you, man, I don't think that he's that good of a linebacker.
I don't either.
And, I mean, you're coming into the place where you're replacing a legend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, some people didn't have that great of an opinion of him, said that he didn't do that much. But Urlacher was a staple there, whether you liked him or not. I myself, I happen to be a pretty big fan.
Yeah, I wasn't of the man as much. But the player was amazing.
I thought he was great. Oh, the guy from Kansas State, Arthur Brown, middle linebacker.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from Matt Miller.
Okay.
Matt Miller.
Sounds a little too close to Matt Millen to trust.
It's really close to that. It's from the Bleacher Report.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
He's an active, aggressive inside linebacker with the speed and athletic ability to excel in the Bears' 4-3 defense. Replacing Urlacher will not be easy for anyone. See,
no.
Even he says it.
It's, well, you, no one's going to be able to. But then again, they said the same thing after Mike Singletary left.
Right, and then Brian Urlacher.
We did. Well, I mean, there were a couple years between.
Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Brian Cox. Yep.
Who's Ron Cox?
Ron Cox was a couple before him. He wore number 54.
All right.
And then he went to the Packers. Look him up. Middle linebacker.
Okay. No, I believe you.
He was one of those who was really an outside linebacker, but then he moved in there.
Yeah. I can't think of any of the other guys. There were a few in there.
Yeah. Hey, you remember here a week ago or so when that minor leaguer from the Cubs, their big prospect, Solaire, he was swinging a bat around over in King County?
Yeah, he got upset with some people.
He was back in the lineup tonight. He's back. His suspension. He served it. He's out. He's back in the lineup. He's still a big Cubs prospect.
Because he didn't hit anybody.
Right. He didn't do any swinging. I mean, there have been some cases in the past of things like that and whatnot, but yeah.
He just had the bat in his hand, like, hey, come on.
There was a big fight last week with the Dodgers. Actually, Mike references it in the interview we're going to listen to here in a bit. But yeah, Dodgers Padres. Did you catch any of that?
I saw a little bit.
Big brawl on the field. Yeah.
Yeah, they should not do that.
Well, it was a situation where he didn't try to hit the guy. It was a former White Sox player, Carlos Quinton.
Uh huh.
And the guy wouldn't have tried to hit him in that situation. So everyone thinks that Quinton's wrong for charging the mound.
See, my thing is, you got two options. You let him fight, or you don't let him fight.
All right.
And when I say let him fight, I mean you let it till one guy can't get up. And when there's a stretcher out there, the fight ends, boom, the game goes back. I'm okay with that. But
was that Madden again?
A little bit.
Boom?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then the other way would be to go ahead and just make the penalty so severe no one would do it.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, I'm with you. We are at Larcher Lawrence and I'm
here. No, you're not.
No, I am. I'm there. I heard every minute. Huh? Yeah. At Larcher Lawrence on Twitter. At Larcher Lawrence on Twitter, as I said. Hey, Al Larcher.
Hey.
What are your feelings? We never got to your feelings about the renovations here at Wrigley.
What do I think? I think they're wonderful. I think that's what we need is some change there to get rid of that losing tradition.
There you go.
To wash here it away.
Those aren't even backhanded compliments. They're just backhandedness.
To bleach the past of all its dirtiness and to go ahead and start fresh with a nice, clean stadium that isn't sinking to the ground because of all the paint that's been applied to it. The lead is... I got inside information. I was working at the cemetery one day, and one of the other people I worked with at the cemetery... They had a friend who's a grounds person at Wrigley Field, and they've been a grounds person at Wrigley Field for like 20 years.
All right.
And basically what's happened is every year they paint a new layer of paint.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is industrial paint. This is like lead paint.
Okay.
And have you ever painted something over and over and over?
It looks nicer and nicer and nicer. It just looks beautiful.
It gets heavier and heavier and heavier. This paint weighs so much that if they don't chip it down, that place is just going to sink.
Oh, wow. Can you trust... I mean, you have quite the solid source here.
This guy was, like, hardcore. Like, we talked grass.
Yeah.
We talked grass for, like, an hour and a half. And I'm not talking about that kind of grass. I'm talking about the grass of Wrigley Field.
Right, right. And he knows, is it Kentucky Blue?
I believe it. I don't remember.
I don't know.
All I remember was that the stadium was going to sink and collapse upon itself because of the paint. And if there's any engineers out there, 347-945-6131.
Give us a call.
Confirm this.
Yeah. So there's big news out of Wrigley Field again. Breaking news out of Wrigley Field.
Last week you had the dead goat head.
There you go. Breaking news. Carlos Zambrano visits Wrigley Field.
Oh, no.
Causing rumors to fly on Twitter.
Rumors, yikes.
Dale Swaim said. He was coming by to visit his former Cubs teammates, and he went over to the Rangers dugout to visit Giovanni Soto, who is now the backup for A.J. Brzezinski, the former White Sox, down there in Texas.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they went to see him. Cubs didn't get to play tonight. They might not even get to play tomorrow. I don't know when Texas is going to be able to make it back
to
town.
They're not. This was the only shot.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Well, then what are they going to do?
I don't know. Whatever they do in baseball when this happens.
We know it's not going to matter for the Cubs, but it might matter. It's going to matter for the Rangers, probably.
Don't in baseball they have plans?
Doubleheaders and things like that. Rangers are probably coming to town to play the White Sox at some point.
Yeah. And then they'll just go over there?
Yeah, and then in some extreme cases, they play on and off, you know, an equal site property like in Milwaukee. It's weird. Yeah, things like
that. Oh, man. What a strange sport.
No, I couldn't agree more.
347-945-6131 is the number. We are Larcher and Lawrenson. I'm Al Larcher. He's Clark Lawrenson of the Farmers Inn in the 60146 area code.
I'm hearing unconfirmed reports that Pat Summerall
is dead.
In 2004 received a liver.
He did.
He got a liver transplant from a 14-year-old who had passed away.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. Is that one of those he just jumped the line kind of thing? Or?
I don't know. Who knows how long?
Nobody says a word. Nobody knows nothing.
No, I mean,
we don't talk about it.
He did drink his liver away.
Did he?
I see dead people.
He did.
Oh, Jesus. Larcher, why? Again, they are soft.
Yikes.
Just untimed here.
You're untimed.
Well, I always am, yeah.
Clark and Division.
Oh, Clark.
Al Larcher, how was work today, my friend?
How was work? It was exhausting. I got yelled at by old ladies all day.
You were running late to the meeting, and by late, I mean you were just barely on time. You're normally there.
Oh, no. I was on time, but with the rain, I didn't feel like getting out of the car to put money in the meter, so I waited till the meter expired before going over there.
Speaking of this rain, it's going to be easy to be down the next couple, like today
it
and
is.
Tomorrow. Today was rough, trying to get pumped up. I had to go into work and lead a tour down there with the Segway joint. It was, and I got there at 9:30, and that's when the lightning and thunder just came crashing down.
Yeah.
But at 10, it cleared up enough, and I took a family out from Vancouver. They're in town. The family was in town for one of their sons. Two sons were with them, in town for one of the sons' hockey tournament. So they were big hockey fans, so we got to talk some hockey. Speaking of which, here in a little bit, just moments away. From
the big tease?
From the interview with Mike Peck, yeah. No, but I ended up doing the tour. We snuck it in just before a lot
of
the
rain
started.
Don't you guys have any safety restrictions with lightning?
We don't go out in lightning, but the lightning had stopped. It was like a half hour before. The rain had stopped at 10. We had a clearing. It didn't rain again until we were on our way back at about 12:30 or so, back to the Segway office.
All I know is I was at my...
tweet me at Larcher Lawrenson if you'd like to take a Segway tour, by the way.
Very nice.
You like that? If you need a grave, talk to Larcher.
Right. I was in my office typing diligently, and I didn't notice. And all of a sudden, one of my coworkers is like, "Al, it's dark out." And I turn around, and I got tinted windows, which I forget about.
In your office?
In the office, yeah. So
is it 1970 in your cemetery office?
Oh, that
office?
Building's 100 years old.
Oh, that's great.
100 at least.
Oh, that's good.
I turn around, and all I see is just black. I'm like, what's going on? So I run outside, and it was dark. It was 6 o'clock dark.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I saw from right out here. Was that about 3 o'clock or so? I don't know.
Yeah, about 3:30, 4.
Just after the interview, about a little bit.
Right,
after
we did
that, yeah. Which is coming up here real shortly.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. No, that tour went great, and I made it back just before. I made a run for the border for a little bit of lunch, came back home, and started prepping for tonight's show.
So I'm getting a tattoo Friday. Do you tip your tattoo artist?
Yeah, you do. I believe it's 20%, but that's the question. Tweet us with that answer. I think I'm in trouble because Lauren's here in the studio, and she didn't know that I went to Taco Bell, and I was trying to use code saying that I made a run for the border.
Oh, I wasn't even listening.
Oh,
I didn't even notice.
She just gave me the desk there. She cracked my code.
Good code, Clark.
It was a great code. But yeah, what was I talking about?
I had the Cool Ranch Dorito taco last night.
Oh, you did for the first time because it came out after you had your lap band surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not really supposed to eat, but just put it this way. I ate 900 calories yesterday with that Cool Ranch taco. So,
wow. That's
impressive. What? If I'm breaking any rules, fine.
And you, my friend, you're at 40 pounds. I saw the big post the other day on Facebook.
42 as of today.
You mentioned that you thought your post might be getting annoying, but then you had about 100 likes.
I got 100, I got my most likes ever.
Yeah, it is. Feels good,
yeah,
right?
It does.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's awesome, man. Everybody's proud of you. Everybody who listens to the show, they're proud of you. But, yeah, was I saying something right before that?
You were.
Well, we'll listen, and then we'll get to it next
week. I think you were talking about, well, something that upset Lauren, so.
Oh, I was doing my show prep.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I was going nowhere. We got a caller.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the caller from the 815.
Are we allowed to take this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, boys. It's the top of the hour Ag Minute, brought to you by Peterson Grain. Corn's up. Beans are down. More rain in the forecast. Planting delays are driving the market.
Uh-oh.
The futures nugget. Full disclosure, I went long September corn. Don't forget to thank your farmer, your local farmer, for breakfast tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye.
It's Peterson Grain there with the older board, brought to you by Peterson Grain. Thank you so much for that. Farmer Chad out there in Kickers, Illinois.
And don't forget to thank a trucker for getting that breakfast there.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, when I had breakfast last Thursday morning, I thanked a farmer. I had a banana, but there are banana farmers as well.
What about the trucker who brought it there?
Huh?
What about the trucker who brought it there?
We'll think about it. Why not?
We should thank a trucker.
Tomorrow I'll thank a trucker.
And then
the next day I'll go back to thanking a farmer.
We've thanked enough farmers.
I only thanked one.
Well, I'm thanking them all en masse right now, and I'm done.
That's your thanks?
I'm done thanking farmers.
Thank you to a farmer.
I have. I used to work in a small town on the radio with a lot of farms.
All right.
In which I had a farm report just like that. It was the great Marvin Wells.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Google Marvin.
Let me tell you, you haven't had a burger until you've had a field burger before. My grandma used to make field burgers, and they were the best burgers you'd ever had.
What is that, made with poo?
Huh? Get out of here, Larger. No, it's wrapped in tin foil. Everything stays in there. It's thrown into a cooler where it's kept hot inside of that. You know, the little made right. What do you call those coolers? You know what I'm saying. Bring it out to the field. You know, it's an hour trip to get it from the oven to there, but they'd stay hot and.
Uh-huh.
You'd like a field burger, my friend.
All right, I'll eat it. Marshall's Field Burgers.
Maybe. Jesus.
I would eat his burger. What head coach would you eat a burger from?
What head coach? Like, is he making it on the grill, or does it matter how he's making it? What if he's making it in the George Foreman machine, Larcher?
Okay, what if it was macaroni and cheese? What coach would you... Who would be the coach you would want to make you some mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a minute. Give me a minute on the mac and
cheese. It's not an easy one.
No, it's not. You got to put some thought into mac and cheese. You can't just, God, I hate to say it, but McCarthy. It's probably just because their uniforms are pardon the language.
You got upset.
I apologize for that. I did. But, you know, the yellow uniforms that they have up there.
I think I'd go with Mooch.
Yeah. Hey, on the swearing thing, you know, we've said it before. We don't try to swear, but sometimes it
happens.
Yeah, you'd go with Mooch?
I'd go with Mooch.
Okay, all right.
A little Steve Mariucci?
Yeah. Maybe.
I think he makes some good mac and cheese.
Good mac and cheese,
Italian guy.
I think so. I'd go with that, yeah. That's not bad at all. So it's past or present. Dick has got to make a good cheese.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, he's a meat guy.
Dicka makes a good cheese.
He's a meat guy.
Don't you say that.
Dicka would not be making cheese.
Do not say that. Dicka would make a good cheese.
I don't think Dicka
is. Hey, Bear schedule comes out tomorrow.
And I'm excited, because you know what the big rumor is?
I am pretty excited about it.
You know what the rumor is? You know what we're all holding our breath for?
Is that we're playing the Canadian team?
No. What Canadian team?
I don't know. Tressman.
Is this a Tressman joke?
No, it's not a joke. You have no room to talk about my jokes. You told one earlier tonight.
Which one?
Yeah,
exactly.
You quit telling it because you caught yourself in such a bad joke.
No, because I couldn't remember the joke. That's different.
It's the same.
It is different.
So what were you saying?
I don't remember.
It was about...
What was I saying?
We had just left the coaches thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what?
This is going as well as
that. Let's go to the chat. Somebody's got to know what's going on here. It was about mac and cheese. I don't think so. I moved on, right?
Oh, yeah. We had passed that.
Uh-oh.
Can we get an instant replay here or something?
I don't remember.
Could you play it back?
No, we can't.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell was it?
We got an interview to play here in just a few minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we listen back during the interview? Because it was,
we can't. We can't do that. You're listening to the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. The Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. Join Chicago's comedy group, Chicago's comedy group, Comedy Accident, for a night of all new sketches. Comedy Accident at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue, one block south of historic Wrigley Field, Saturday, May 11th. It's just $5, 8 o'clock, directed by this man here, my partner, Al Larcher.
Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that.
You are welcome.
It's going to be the greatest show ever.
We are at Larcher Lawrenson. You can find the Rockford Ice Hogs at Go Ice Hogs.
Lightning just flashed.
At Go Ice Hogs. I saw that lightning flash. It's one of those nights, my friend. It is one of those nights. Anyway, we did this interview earlier. Al was out on location. It was a fun interview. I really had a good time.
I enjoyed
Mike
it.
Mike was a good guy.
Swell guy.
We got to learn ourselves on a few things.
I learned a many.
Well, you started us off with a brilliant question. So
thank you.
And it's good. So you know
that you thought he asked himself. Let's put that out there.
We'll talk about that after.
Clark thought that the guy we were interviewing, the voice of the Ice Hogs, asked himself his own question and then answered it. But in reality, I asked the question.
All right, here it is, folks. Our interview with Mike Peck, Director of Communications and play-by-play announcer for the Rockford Ice Hogs. Again, that is Mike Peck. Here he is. All right, here we are. It's Clark Lawrenson with the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. Al's on the line with us right now. Hey, Al.
Hey, what's up, Clark?
There he is. Al's calling in remote. But right now, who we have on the line from the Rockford Ice Hogs, the Director of Communications out there, Mike Peck. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on the show here.
Oh, it's great having you on this show. Thank you.
You know, I think the question everybody's really been wanting to know and the thing that people are just clamming to get answered, what is an ice hog?
Yeah.
And we've been asked that a few times over the years. You know what? The team, it originated back in 1999, and leading up to the inaugural season, the newspaper here, the Rockford Register Star, held a name the team contest, and a young lady from Belvedere, Illinois, submitted the name Ice Hogs, and there were, and I think they pulled about six finalists for the name, and the Oaks, the Rhinos, there was a couple other names that were thrown out there that were finalists, and the residents in Rockford voted, and Ice Hogs is the name that was voted as the name for the professional hockey team here. And it's a bit quirky, but I tell you what, it's unique. Nobody else had it before we did, and it's kind of cool, you know, not to knock other teams, but it's not Hawks or Wolves or Cardinals or anything like that. You know, it's a unique name, and you know what, we like it. I know sometimes people look in and say Ice Hogs, but we got a cool logo, and you know what? It's unique.
Yeah. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong.
I actually like it, too. So.
But yeah, I
well, thanks.
I like it a lot as well. But correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, you weren't originally, it wasn't an AHL team. Is that correct?
No, that is correct. The Ice Hogs started out in 1999 in the United Hockey League.
Uh-huh.
And we played in the United Hockey League until after the 2006-07 season. And then Chicago, the Blackhawks actually approached the city of Rockford about relocating their American Hockey League affiliate, which was in Norfolk, Virginia at the time, and they just wanted it closer to Chicago. So,
well, yeah, I think that.
Tomorrow, Friday.
No, I think that works out really well.
Tomorrow, Friday. Yep, it's worked out great. You know, I mean, you know, we're an hour and a half from the United Center with moderate traffic, and you know, it's worked out well with guys getting the opportunity to kind of go back and forth between Rockford and Chicago. And kind of the way that the National Hockey League is starting to go with their affiliations. A lot of teams are getting closer to their parent club. So it's worked out great. And it's been a lot of fun to see, you know, all these prospects come through Rockford and go to Chicago and make some hay up with the parent club there.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, that's great. Before I want to talk about some guys that you think might be coming up to join the Blackhawks in the playoffs. But before that, I wanted to talk about how you guys are sitting out there. It's things are hot out there, huh? They're heating up.
Yeah, they really are. You know, the playoff push is always fun. Of course, we'd prefer to be in the postseason, but you know, we're sitting right on the fringe right now. And as of Tuesday night, Milwaukee beat the Chicago Wolves.
Yep.
So we're tied with the Milwaukee Admirals heading into the weekend, the final weekend of the regular season, for the eighth and final playoff spot. But the big issue that the Ice Hogs have right now is we only have two games left on the regular slate. And Milwaukee and Chicago both have three, but one of the saving graces is they play again on Saturday. So basically, the Ice Hogs need to take care of business down in Texas. We're in San Antonio Friday and Austin on Saturday night. And if the Ice Hogs win and get a little bit of help, the Hogs should have the eighth seed heading into the Calder Cup playoffs. So that's kind of the playoff picture. It's a bit murky, but you know what? The Ice Hogs have been playing some great hockey here. And it really would be a shame if the team doesn't get in. Just because the depth that's on this team right now and the way the team's been playing since basically Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, like I said, it would be very disappointing if this team doesn't get in the playoffs, because I'm pretty sure the team could do some damage if they get in the postseason here.
Yeah. You feeling pretty good about that Friday night game against San Antonio?
Well, yeah. You know, San Antonio's been struggling, but you can't always look at the records this time of year because a lot of teams in the American Hockey League get a lot of guys, you know, from the junior ranks, from college, when their college seasons are over and college careers are over. So they get a lot of these, you know, higher draft picks, and it's always hard to gauge, you know, teams. And looking at San Antonio, we only play them four times a year, but an X factor in hockey, and you guys know this, is goaltending. And they have a goalie by the name of Dove Grumet-Morris, and he's a guy that can steal some games, so that could be the X factor in the contest. So there's no guarantees. We've blown that this year plenty of times, including last Wednesday in Peoria. And, you know, ironically, not really ironically, but kind of coincidentally, a game that could keep the Ice Hogs out of the postseason, as the team was shut out last week 3-0 or 4-0 down in Peoria. So, you know, yeah, looking at Friday, though, that's the focus of the hockey club. And if they play like they've been playing here for the most part of the last month and a half, 2 months, I think they can get the win on Friday in San Antonio.
Again, folks, it's the Larger and Lawrence Sports Show you're listening to. Right now on the line with us is Mike Peck, Director of Communications with the Rockford Ice Hogs. Also, the play-by-play announcer. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. You know, it's the sexy part of the job. You know, the one that everyone always wants to talk about. You know, no one wants to talk
about in
the office, right?
You know what I wanted to talk about there.
What's that?
The Ice Hogs have gone a little viral, and yourself as well, Mike. I believe on a video that I've seen with about 60,000 views. One of the top things says Mike Peck is awesome. Mike Peck rules.
Well, you're probably talking about the pink in the rink, I guess, misunderstanding that we had back in January. I'm guessing that's where you're going.
The misunderstanding with Grand Rapids.
Yeah, you know,
what were your thoughts
this year? Quote unquote viral, and that was one of them. And you know, you don't see the bench clearing brawls very often in hockey anymore, at least at this level or the next level. And we've actually seen two bench clearing brawls, one bench brawl, and one incident where we had two other guys come off the bench, all in the span of a year.
Wow.
So it's been a little wild here since April 1st of last year. And
yeah.
That one on
there's one with Milwaukee.
19th, it made its way around the ranks a little bit.
Yeah. Was there one with Milwaukee?
How do you feel about the fighting? Like, you think it's part of the game, or you think?
You know, I do think that fighting is a part of the game. Let's put it this way. If they ever got rid of fighting, I don't think it would ruin the game. But I do kind of like the aspect of having the policemen out there, guys just, you know, being, you know, I guess, kept in check for their actions on the ice. But, you know, look at every other sport. There isn't that, I guess, facet in any other sport. And, you know, football's a high-speed, you know, high-contact sport. And for the most part, you know, there's not any fighting in football, you know. And so I do like it because it's been part of the game forever. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it gets out of hand. And, you know, you look at the bench brawl that happened in baseball a couple weeks back there in San Diego. And, you know, bottom line is something like that gets a lot of attention. And, you know, I'm not saying that's the reason hockey has it for the attention, but for whatever reason, people like it, you know. And again, I'm not saying that for better or for worse, that's why it's in the sport, it should be kept in the sport. But, you know, you talk about that bench brawl against Grand Rapids that the Ice Hogs had back in January, and that was probably the most talked about, you know, facet of the Ice Hogs here this season so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how many hits. I haven't looked at the YouTube video, but it was up to like 600,000 or something like that.
Yeah, there's quite a few different versions of it out there. It's great. I noticed a couple of those. I really do enjoy what you have going out there. I also wanted to talk real quick about a couple of the guys that that are up with the club now, like this Brandon Sad.
Mm-hmm.
He was with you guys earlier this season, yeah?
Yeah, he was. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, it's always hard to gauge guys and try to predict what they're going to do in the NHL. Brandon Sad, when he was in Rockford, was,
extremely, extremely inconsistent. And he started the year injured. He battled through it. And then really when he kind of got his legs under him, you could see the potential Brandon Saad. And then we hit about December, and he was a roller coaster up until the time of his recall. Matter of fact, the last time he was on the ice for the Ice Hogs, he scored a game-winning goal in overtime in a very unique three-on-three situation because there were two penalties up on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like a man amongst boys up there, and he hasn't cooled off since. And it helps that he's playing with, you know, two all-stars up in Chicago for sure. But at the same time, I mean, he's got a ton of potential. And, you know, you got to be that good to play with a Jonathan Toews up there or a Marian Hossa or a Patrick Kane. So, you know, it's great to see him succeed up there. And, you know, but watching here in Rockford this year, you know, he was pretty inconsistent, but he's really found his game up in NHL.
Oh, that's great. You know, we have quite a few fans that are out in the Rockford area. As you might have heard, I went to Hiawatha High School where I was a member of the basketball team. Well, really, I had the best view of the games. I was right there next to the coach. It was great. But
I did that for a year or two in high school as well. You know, front row seat for a lot of games.
Hey, best seat in the house. It was free to get to the games. You know, it worked out real well for me. But who do you see
uniform and everything?
Yeah, who do you see coming up to help the Hawks in the playoffs?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The thing with Chicago that I've noticed they've done this year, there haven't been a lot of recalls from Rockford when they probably could have recalled someone up from here. And right now, I don't think they want to disrupt anything that's going on in that lineup. You know, not that, you know, calling up a Jeremy Morin or a Ben Smith or a Brandon Perry or a Jimmy Hayes would hurt them. But right now, I think things are pretty steady. And it all kind of depends on what happens here with Rockford. If this team makes the playoffs here in Rockford, guys, you know, won't be called up until the season's over here or until there's a need in Chicago. But with that being said, you know, they always call up usually around 8 to 10 guys. They call them black aces, and they go up there and kind of serve as quote unquote the practice squad, and they're kind of sitting there on reserve in case they run into an injury problem up there, or I guess a suspension problem, which doesn't really happen too much in the NHL in the postseason. So but you know, guys, I guess the four guys I just mentioned, you know, Jeremy, starting with Jeremy Morin, I mean, he's been unbelievable here for the Ice Hogs in the second half of the season. Jimmy Hayes has been up this year already. Actually, Morin and Hayes have both been up. Hayes was up for, I think, 7 or 8 games earlier. So both those two guys are guys that could step in. And a guy that's been battling some injury but been really good for Rockford has been Ben Smith. And, you know, he scored a couple of big goals for him in the playoffs a couple of years ago, including a game winner against Vancouver. So he's a guy that's been there before and has a little bit of a proven track record. And Brandon Perry, I guess, is the other guy. He's tied for the league leading points, and he has 14 points over the last 2 weeks in the American Hockey League. So offense and depth at forward is not a problem for the Chicago Blackhawks right now.
All right. Hey, Mike, again, I really appreciate it. Last question here. How's the office hockey game? How's your office hockey game?
Well, it's not existent. It's been banned, unfortunately, from the Rockford Ice Hogs office. But
things must have gotten pretty wild there.
We've had some good battles. We've had some good battles of office hockey here at the with the Ice Hogs. So, you know, I guess, quote-unquote, the way that we pass some time with those long summer days.
Yeah. Keep fighting on the ice, not in the office, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. That's good words to live by right there.
How much is that bobblehead of yours going for on the on eBay these days?
You know what? I don't know. But, you know, one of my friends said they saw one at the Goodwill not too long ago. So I don't know if it's a sign that you've made it or that your career's on the decline. So
well,
I'm going to
go
there somewhere.
I'm going to go with the first part of that for you. Hey, thanks again for being on the show. I know Al is over there on the phone. Al, did you have any last thing for him?
No, I just want to wish you guys good luck in the playoffs because I think they're going to make it. And thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. Yeah, anytime, guys. I appreciate it as well, and hopefully we can get to the postseason.
All right, that sounds great. Take care, Mike.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Mike Peck with the Rockford Ice Hogs.
Well, there it was.
That was a very good interview, Clark.
That was our interview from earlier today.
You did a good job there.
Oh, thanks, man. You were on there. We did it. You had mentioned to me before that, you know, interviewing sometimes doesn't work as well with two guys.
Right.
The one-on-one, especially with a phone.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of talking over. I talked over him a little bit, you know, which that'll happen on the over-the-phone interview, right?
Yeah. But I shut my mouth. I let you do your thing. And
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting what's happening out there.
It is.
They're fighting for that spot, and the way that I saw it on the AHL website today,
yes, Clark,
was that the Ice Hogs were actually behind. Like, if the season ended today, they would lose the tiebreaker.
Ooh.
And they'd be in the ninth slot. The last slot is the eighth. But it looks like to me like they have a good shot at the seventh slot and the eighth slot out there.
That's great news. At this point, I'll take any slot.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a really nice guy. It was really nice talking to Mike. I really enjoyed it. So, Mike, thanks for joining us here. You know, one question I meant to get to him, and maybe the next time I will, was what's your favorite AHL city to listen to? And I think we might have some Ice Hogs listeners tonight. So, if you're listening to the show here, go ahead and tweet us at Larcher Lawrence, and we'll be sure to retweet it. We'll feature it on the show here.
Or call us, 347-945-6131. Well, I've got about 10 minutes left.
Favorite road trip to which AHL city do you enjoy going the most? You know, I went to watch the Blackhawks in Nashville, the NHL Blackhawks, but, you know, is there a minor league team there?
Hey, next time this cat comes up here, let's invite him out. Take him down to Todd's, have a couple of tropical drinks.
Next time he's in town, yeah. Well, the offer's there.
Playing the Wolves.
We'll let Mike know that the offer's there. That sounds great.
Get some deep dish pizza. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. Playoffs will be shaping up for the NHL here shortly as well. This shortened season's just flown by. It's just flown by. And the Blackhawks has been back in their stride the last few weeks here, and things are going well. They're looking up. You know, I know he didn't. I was interested to find out that they wait for the AHL playoffs to get out before some of the guys get called up. In baseball, they do the same exact thing. But it's interesting. If the team has a need, I think they'd bring a guy out of the AHL playoffs, the Blackhawks. But yeah, who knows? Tweet us at Larcher Lawrence. Not just your favorite AHL city, but
not.
Also which NFL head coach would you like to make you macaroni and cheese? Hashtag Mac and cheese. That's Mac with an N in the middle. Mac and cheese head coach. It's a long hashtag.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese head coach.
Are they going to have any Twitter space numbers left?
How about just hashtag Mac head coach?
Okay.
Hashtag Mac head coach. And also hashtag AHL city. Tweet those. Tweet them at us, Larcher Lawrence. We'll be checking out those hashtags. We'll be reading them later. Well, in the next few minutes. Heck, I might read them next week. I'll retweet them. I'll post them on the old Facebook. Tell your friends to like us on the Facebook, Al.
And
tell your friends.
I have.
All right.
They're not into that kind of stuff. and if you have the Instagram, you can find me at Larcher Than Life. That's LARCHERTHAS.
Beautiful pictures on Instagram, my friend. It's one of the better feeds out there on the old Instagram.
Thank you, Clark.
And if you want to follow something not quite as sweet as that, there is always at Where's Clark on Instagram as well.
Who has a surprisingly really amazing eye.
Huh?
I give you
surprisingly,
credit.
Huh?
Surprisingly. I wouldn't have thought you were a photographer.
Jesus.
But you got a nice eye for art.
You're the one with the eye.
What are you babbling about?
Let's just go over the Cubs game now.
Rain.
What are you babbling about?
I'm impressed. I am really impressed with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than I bear it, Matt.
Sure. Sure, I do that.
Okay. Yeah, exciting things happen. I'm excited for this draft. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm probably going to get cornerback. I'll talk more next week with Ferrari. I'll bring my draft magazine in, and he'll bring his worldly knowledge. And we'll maybe we'll get my mock draft.
That'll be nice. I'll be excited to see that happen. Playoffs will really start to pan out for the Bulls, for the Blackhawks. I think they'll go real well. Come next week on the show. It'll be nice to have Ferrari back on, and I will also wait for the 8 minutes.
Okay.
Brought to you by Mr. Gray.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the check,
favorite part of the show.
As soon as the check comes from Peterson Graham. Well,
it's the only phone call so far tonight, Al.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll give it. It was like a 2 minute break.
We don't even have our other non caller on there tonight.
No.
That's all right.
Not interested.
So the fellas, they're on their way back from Coachella.
They are.
You're in trouble.
Why am I
Patrick's
in trouble?
I'm not happy with you.
What did I do?
Well, you didn't have a meeting last week while they were gone. We had a meeting.
Yeah. You and I met.
We sat here and met.
We seriously planned.
We laughed about websites we were looking up last week.
Yeah,
we were on YouTube or something.
Hey, have you seen the one where it's that grumpy guy from? I think it's the puppet. You know the grumpy puppet.
No,
I think Dunn or somebody does it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy with the puppet.
Yeah.
Comedy Central.
And and Joe Biden.
Smiley guy. No.
Oh, it's great.
Is the puppet mad?
The
puppet. Oh, is it that old puppet?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looks exactly like Joe Biden in this one picture. He's
that's
making
hilarious.
The exact same grumpy man face.
Oh, that's funny. So that's YouTube or that's a meme?
I saw it on Facebook. I guess it's a meme. Is that what you call it?
I would say it's a meme.
I call
it
memes.
Yeah. What's the app right now that has your eye? The app on your old iPhone, Al?
Well, I still like this budget app I've been really into. Yeah?
I know you got off the one that checked your time. You're no longer tracking your time, so...
Yeah, I kept
right now
things.
You might be freelancing, and we're not sure.
I am freelancing.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm playing this game called Nameless.
All right.
NFL Shuffle.
Mm-hmm. I started using the Notes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notes.
Right.
That's going real well. And also Stitcher.
I love Stitcher. And by the way, I just downloaded a couple draft apps, and I actually spent some money.
All right. How much did you spend on one of your draft apps?
Probably I think the most was maybe $3.99.
Wow.
I think most of them were 99 cents.
So
they all suck. Even the free one. The free ones and the ones I paid for.
Wow.
One gives me an option to buy a draft magazine for $10. I don't care. You know, that's not a good app. That's just a sales pitch. They somehow managed to get a sales pitch out of me.
Well, that's not bad.
And then this one, the only thing that works on this one, it's called NFL Rankings, is, well, they got mock drafts from like 3 months ago on here.
Okay.
But they do have a countdown.
All I'm saying is if you got all this draft knowledge that you have paid for, you bought the magazine for $9.99, but the newer technology is cheaper. I don't know why you didn't just stick to that. Next week's show, you're going to be on top of your game.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I might not even have something to say between you and Ferrari.
We're finally getting some football talk.
I'll just watch the show, sit back, relax, have a nice whiskey, and enjoy learning about the draft.
7 days, 21 hours, 33 minutes, and 24 seconds away.
That's when the next show is.
No, that's when the NFL draft begins.
Oh, wow. Did you find that on NFL.com, or is that on
No, it's one of the apps.
That's one of the apps.
It's the official countdown until the 2013
One of
NFL
your apps
draft.
Is a clock.
Yeah.
Nice job. Good job.
7 hours, 21 minutes. No, 7 days, 21 hours, 33 minutes, and 1 second.
Good. You've done well today, Larcher. You've done real well.
It has news, too, but it's like not updated.
Yeah. Dang it. I was going to see if Eric would call for a road report, so you're going to have to impersonate Eric. Hey, Eric, how's the road?
It's all right, guys.
Yeah? What's
going on?
What's your favorite part about the road trip back?
I'll get back to you.
That is a dead-on impersonation of Eric.
Sounds nothing like Eric.
And that was not a cop out there at the end. I'll get back to you. Nah, not at all. That was good. We didn't get the road. We did last week. We'll do last week's episode if you want to hear them.
Right.
And maybe if they survive, if they make it back, then we'll have it this coming next week.
And then they could maybe tell us about it.
Al Larcher, do you know that the second star on the flag of the city of Chicago represents the Great Chicago Fire of 1871? When Mrs. O'Leary's cow allegedly knocked over the oil lantern that started the Great Chicago Fire October 8th.
And I'm getting the Chicago flag tattooed on my arm Friday.
I know you are. I like it. That design looked great.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, I told you to switch something. Did you like my advice or? Like just flipping that one part
around?
Yeah,
no, I get what you're saying. I like it.
It looks like a reflection then. Like
but then,
it's the lake.
But then maybe
it makes it look
I don't
like
know
the lake.
If it's too complicated. I don't know what these tattoo artists.
Okay, all right. You said that I have an eye for photography. Maybe I have an eye for tattoos too.
You
I don't know.
Oh, you do have some tattoos.
Yeah.
You got really bad.
But they mean a lot to me. So
you got Superman tattoo.
Sure.
On your arm.
You know what? I would still have a Superman tattoo. It just 33-year-old Clark.
Yeah.
Is somehow wiser than 22-year-old Clark.
Yeah, 33-year-old Al is getting a tattoo on his arm. Probably a bad move.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to get a tattoo to cover up a tattoo, or sometimes you trade somebody for a PlayStation 3 to get your tattoo.
I'm a little nervous.
You did that.
I'm a little nervous having the tattoo.
Do you have anything to trade this time? Last time you traded a man, you...
For cash.
Cold hard cash.
I did trade it. I traded a PS3 for a massive tattoo.
Wow. That's great.
Boy, what an exciting show.
Well, I mean, it doesn't get too much better than what we were doing here tonight, my friend.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
What was that?
I don't know. It's the video. Hey, now. Little Archer and Lawrence, it's Bulls Show. We're going to go into overtime.
Bulls win.
Bulls win.
95-92 over Washington.
That's good news for the playoffs. I'm happy. Feel a little bad for Kobe, and that surprises me because I've never been that big of a Kobe guy. A big thank you. Mike Peck.
Thanks, Mike. See ya, Clark. I'm Al.
See ya, Al. We appreciate it. The live show is done.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
You know me well. You're a little Steven and Johanna around the back of my hotel.
I really wanted to talk about that interview again. While we were playing it back in our headphones, you and I, we thought we were going to have a little bit of a break as we played the earlier intro, but we had this sound coming back at us, and then some listeners couldn't hear it.
Uh-oh.
So we got it turned up by the end. What we'll do is we'll get that interview with Mike up and ready to go tomorrow. But
okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed that earlier. I thought we did well. Like I said, I felt like I talked over him a little bit. It was really hard to work with you. You were able to throw in a couple one-liners there.
Yeah, I tried.
What? Really thought that he had asked himself that first question.
No. And I had another question.
It was a great question. I loved your iSox question.
I had another question I kept trying to get to. Like, you'll hear me try to interrupt once or twice. That's me trying to get a question in. But that's okay. It wasn't that good of a question.
Mac head coaches. Hashtag Mac head coach.
Right. That's
hashtag Mac head coach and hashtag AHL city.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Mariucci. I'm sticking with him.
What was the name of the grounds guy talking to you during the interview earlier?
Armando.
Armando.
So a shout out to Armando for his cameo.
In all honesty, man, thank you for stepping aside from work.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Like you took one of your only breaks, and you took it for us. One for the team.
I think. Clark and Division.
Well, I'm excited. Guys, listening on iTunes, thank you so much for listening to us there. We also appreciate you listening on Stitcher. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, that, of course, is always welcome. We do the show live every Wednesday. You sound just like her. Every Wednesday at 8:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio / Larcher and Lawrenson. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. We were thanking Lauren.
She likes one of my pictures, then.
She liked a picture on Instagram. Oh, you thank her often. No,
we had a whole chat right before the show on AOL or on AIM. No, on Facebook
chat. All right, man. Rest in peace, Pat Summerall. You had a great thing earlier talking about Boston, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that went really well. Thanks again for listening. What we'll do with that Mike Peck interview tomorrow? I will. I'll upload it at some point tomorrow. As its own thing. On the Larcher and Lawrence feed.
And I don't know, earlier today, well, you were doing that interview, I actually had another interview.
Oh, yeah?
And it was former President George W. Bush, and I asked him this question. President Bush, what do you think of Al Larcher?
He cast a huge shadow, which I don't mind at all, because it's a shadow of a great man.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Lauren just liked a picture of mine on Facebook. You've used that drop before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have, so. You've used Clark and Division once or twice.
It's part of what we do.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, all right.
I think I get the point.
Al Archer, another great job tonight, man. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next edition of the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. NFL Draft next week.